Paul, did you like your team's intensity in the first period, and then where did it go wrong, maybe in midway through the second?
Yeah, I liked the way we came out. A good jump. Losing Toby hurt 4 and 6, and having to run the back end the way we did, get into the penalty trouble.
Thought on that hit, obviously, didn't look good. But
Toby's at the hospital now. He's getting checked for facial fractures, so we'll have a better idea about it tomorrow.
As a coach, do you get upset at that point with the other coach when he brings in a
guy? I didn't see. He wasn't wearing any equipment.
No, I meant Tom Cecito.
There's no cost to them doing that.
Cost to you?
Yeah, we're going to lose a good defenseman for a while.
It almost looks like, or do you believe that, do you feel that Cecito is called up to do something like that?
Well, he wasn't called up to dangle.
Do you hope the NHL does with it?
Well, they've got their own plan, I'm sure.
Overall play of your team beyond the first period?
We slowed. I mean, we got into that second period and had a hard time keeping up. They've got such speed through their lineup that if you're behind it at all, you're not catching them, and that's how we got in trouble. We ended up couldn't match their speed for the 60 minutes. We matched it for a while, but we got in behind it.
Why'd you pull Connor?
5 was enough.
He didn't get a lot of shots, but the chances were quality. So was it a defensive play? You need more saves or a bit of both?
Both, right? So we're not laying that at his feet, but for us to beat them, he's going to have to pull a couple of those for sure. They're a high event team. Probably get more and give up more in total than most other teams in the league. And it doesn't take much room for them to get those shots off, right? They're picking corners. They're not getting pucks to the net. They're placing their shots, and they're good at it.
How would you describe the state of your penalty kill?
Yeah, it wasn't particularly good.
Paul, you seemed to match them offensively and throughout that early part of the game, obviously the lead after the first period. Was that 5-on-3 power play kind of the deflating part, or is it?
No, I think the 5-on-3, they're going to get some chances, right? So it doesn't shock you when they score that goal. But the the 5-on-5 off the faceoff is a tough one. That puts you out two, and then you're in trouble.